the sites and remember today, and has received a briefing from the council officers. I should advise that the meeting is being recorded and the recording will be placed on the council's website. I would ask that any speakers are to be speaking today, that they be heard in silence, that speakers be respectful in their language. And could I please ask everyone to turn their mobile phones off or turn them to silent. The procedure today is that we will hear from any registered speakers, first from some objectors, followed by applicants' representatives. And I understand that there are actually no registered speakers, but at the site inspection of the first item, we did indicate to the applicants' representative that they wanted to attend the meeting and they had some questions. Following the public part of the meeting, we will close the meeting and deliberate in private, and then we will determine the matters and they'll be placed on the council website. For the record, the panel has been provided with the council's officers' reports, the plans and any submissions. And I should note there are no conflicts of interest declared by any of the panel members in relation to the items today, and we've all signed declarations to that effect. So with that, I will turn to item number one, DA 934/2018, additional indoor and outdoor seating, construction of a new awning and cool room, and extended hours operation for an improved restaurant food and drink premises at shops 1 and 2, 300 Macquarie Street, Liverpool. Perhaps if you could come
yes.
forward and just give me your full name and address again.
The full name is Max Luciato, and the site address is shop 1 and 2/300 Macquarie Street, Liverpool.
And you are the
I'm the business owner and applicant.
You're the business owner and the applicant. So I just wanted to let you know the panel, after looking at the site, the panel did have a discussion and had some concerns about a number of matters, and I just wanted to let you know what they were. So first of all, the panel is concerned about the glazed awning and whether that's going to have an excessive heat load and whether it's going to be very uncomfortable for the patrons underneath that awning, and whether there might be some more environmentally sustainable way of dealing with that. But we are also cognizant of the fact that there's an acoustic issue. So if you were to have some sort of canvas awning or something, it might not actually satisfy the acoustic issue, because that's obviously a big issue. And the panel was also concerned about the ability of the proposal to satisfy the provisions of the Smoke-Free Environment Act and regulation. There was a condition there saying you have to comply with it, but we weren't actually, didn't feel we had enough information to be satisfied ourselves that that had been satisfied. We were also concerned about the likely emission of odours from the outdoor area. And so basically we got to a stage where we thought we had two options. One was we could defer the whole application for you to try and address those issues, provide some additional information, or consider some alternative way of dealing with that awning. Or we could approve the indoor part of the application, not the awning, just the indoor part, and then you could lodge another application for the outdoor part. So we could approve the extra patrons indoors,
okay. And
the extended hours. So I don't know if you wanted to, and I might just ask the other panelists if there's anything I've missed out here.
Yes, look, that was the intent of that. It's sort of so to say that you had the cool room was there, you had the issue of the application inside, and whether you wanted to leave the awning as a separate entity to discuss later. Yeah?
Look, for the purpose of the whole application, I'm happy for the awning to sort of, you know, be deferred just for the time being. In terms of, you know, the finish of the awning, that's something that was requested from the owners and the designers of the actual building there. In terms of the sunlight and the effect of the patrons, I mean, they can always be tinted and have, I think there's some applications and niches for those glazings where there's sun protection. So the currency of the building.
So just to be a bit more specific about that, particularly it was there was no sort of sun shading on the top. Facing north, it's going to be extremely hot, and also the vertical glazing going down very close to the garden bed would also very much enclose that area. And the issue there was this perception of public open space and the sense of enclosure, but also that there will also increase the heat in that area. We as a panel have a view that this is environmentally of needs to really be considered further.
Absolutely. But
that's where we're
looking. So
the concept quickly you're saying about tinting or something like that, we don't think that will probably be enough at this stage. We need to see a better outcome.
You might consider blinds under the glass panel or something like that for the roof component, but perhaps a different material subject.
Maybe for the vertical we can do those retractable blinds.
Yeah, well this is sort of the things that maybe
I personally prefer that. Yeah. I think it's more effective. The fact that you can take it up and allow the fresh air when we're not open.
Well, that's
the
right
way to handle that as well.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I guess the point is
it's cheaper for me too. So
I guess the point is it would mean you need to lodge a separate application for that component, and I think it's fair to say we're not opposed to that outdoor area of the room. We think it activates it, etc. And we do have concerns about design. And we need to be satisfied on the smoke issue, I guess. But it would mean basically doing that as a separate application. If we approve the rest of it, we can't just defer a component and we have to be submitting another application. We're not saying that wouldn't be approved by anyone, but it's just the process.
Just the process. So look, let's say today's conversation ends with we'll defer the awning and anything outdoor, and then you guys will approve the indoor for the time being. Is that what you're saying?
So I'm saying, what's your preference? So we have two options.
Those two options.
One is, we defer the whole application. We ask you to get reports about the smoke and the odour and changing the design. And then it comes back to us as a panel and we decide whether to approve or not.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can look at approving the indoor component, but not approve the outdoor component, which would mean you'd have to lodge a new application
just for that?
For the outdoor component.
Okay.
Which I understand from the council officers, it may not come back to the panel, that new application.
Yeah, potentially, because I don't think any council man is on where the awning is. The awning is basically on the strata title property, so it doesn't involve any council man, so it will come to us for a delegate of services instead of coming with it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the awning has nothing to do with the independent?
No, so the reason why it's come to the panel today was for the car space.
Okay.
Structure.
Thank you. Well,
okay, so that's your preference. If we're prepared to prove the internal and not the external part of it, then you would prefer us to do that.
The quorum is approved from your end.
Yeah, that's all.
So that's not yet, but if we do, then
yes. Okay. All right. Then we'll have to just go back to the drawing boards and just reassess with council with the.
So what that effectively means is find the indoor area, it's approved. The awning area, you need a separate DA.
All right.
Just to be clear.
And some details on the smoking.
Yeah, and the smoke.
Some extra details on the smoking.
Yeah, so those concerns in the minutes, you'll reflect them when that NVDA that comes in, obviously, and we'll address those.
Okay. All right then.
So, while I've got you, did you have any other concerns about any of the other conditions?
Look, I'll read through the in terms of the conditions, I haven't gone in detail from council.
Right.
There was a condition
there which wouldn't be applicable because we're not approving the outdoor area today, but there was a condition based on your acoustic report, for example, that said that you couldn't use the outdoor area after 10 p.m.
Was that from the acoustic?
Yes. That was from the acoustic report, yeah. Your own acoustic report.
Yeah.
It said this. After 10 p.m, the external bifold windows should be closed until the operating hours next day, which we took to mean that the outdoor area would be used after 10 p.m. either.
No, I think I'm not sure if I'm correct or not, but what they meant by that is because we have windows that open up.
Yes.
We just close those windows because of the music.
But so your understanding is that you're still in that hall patrons?
We can still service people out there, yeah, that's my understanding.
I think that's something that would need to
clarify.
We'll have to clarify that. Then I'll have to highlight that from the acoustics and get them to clarify that.
Okay. Well, I think we all understand.
Just concerning the other tenancies adjacent to yours along that concourse there.
They all belong to me, so it doesn't really make a difference.
I was about to ask if you consulted with them about this and whether they regard it.
Well, I own them. So. I own those businesses, so it reflects off me, so it doesn't concern me, no.
And do you see it as a good set of precedent so that those other businesses could then also apply to use the concourse there?
Well, they'll be my patrons. So they're adjacent, the businesses that are next door to it, I own them as well, so they'll be my patrons. So there's no concerns for them. Because of
I met with those businesses which take, you know, like you own them, but together you run them as a separate business. Will they also be likely to see similar usage of the space of the walkway there?
Well, they'll be able to use the walk space. There'll be no obstructions for any of the patrons or for anyone to walk through. So we won't block. If they wanted to use the facilities, they'll be more than welcome to use the facilities or walk through the community area.
Sorry, can I just, is this regarding the Thai restaurant next door?
Similar restaurant and cafe in the new line.
He's talking about the ground floor next door to it.
Yeah. So I think Stephen's question is there an intention at a later date for the Thai restaurant to use the outdoor area on the concourse?
Well, that's up to them if they want to use it or not. Doesn't.
Oh, so you don't own the Thai restaurant?
No. But if they, I think they've already got an approval for outdoor seating there anyway. They've already got. I think he's mentioning the cafe next door. I don't follow your question. I'm sorry.
The council chairman did summarise it pretty well.
Can you repeat that question again?
No, thanks.
It's just when one person gets an advantage occupying a footpath, other people may say, "Oh, I'd like to do that too."
Well, I encourage that because this is why I'm doing it, so I can show the other business owners how they can utilise and take advantage and activate outdoor seating, which is what a lot of patrons want in Sydney. Being a restaurateur for the last 7-8 years of working in the industry, we find that 85% of our customers like to sit outside. They don't want to be cooped up inside. They want to go outside. They want to see the fresh air. So from my perspective, from economically. Also the activation as well, I believe it's very encouraging. And for me, even though they are competition to me, it's encouraging because it shows that we've activated a whole nice area. So the vision for me in that precinct is to turn it into a piazza so that everyone can go there, it'll be activated at night, it'll be used, the local park that's been built in front of it gets activated and gets used as well. Last thing we need is our CBD to be empty and lifeless, and you know businesses only allow indoor seating, so it's a CBD culture.
And are you aware of what the future use of the School of Arts, the former School of
Yes,
Arts?
Yes, it's a college, I believe.
It's an approved tutoring facility or college. It's recently been approved by the local planning panel for a use of a tutoring facility or a semi-educational establishment.
And do you see any problem with conflict with that at all?
Absolutely not. I think it would be great for them to be there. We get to cater for their needs, for their breakfast and their lunch. And they got somewhere to go outside and have a break with during the sessions and in between them. Yeah, any activation, if you ask me, in that precinct or in that entire block of the CBD, I encourage all of it. I've helped most of the local businesses there anyway. To activate their businesses and to make sure that we encourage customers and the community to come and enjoy the businesses that we build for them.
So thank you.
Sorry.
So thank you very much.
No worries at all.
We will make make our decision, it will be based on the council to retire. Generally by close of business tomorrow.
Then I'll get the minutes and I'll follow accordingly towards council and I'll deal with the...
I'll just go.
Okay.
Thank you. I think we generally agree with you that the idea of an outdoor space there is something to encourage.
Absolutely. Look, we just got to work together and do it the right way. That's all. So I appreciate your comments and feedback. Thank you.
Can I just check, there are two members of the public in the audience. Did you wish to speak on either of the items?
I'm not fully sitting back.
Oh, you wanted to speak in relation to the second item? Okay, so the second item is DA90/2016, demolition of existing structures and construction of a five-storey boarding house containing 25 boarding rooms above two levels of basement car parking. So there's nobody from the applicant. Oh, sorry, you're...
Yeah, yes.
Oh, okay, so come forward. So you're the...
I'm a town planner.
Okay, and your name was?
My name is Polly. So my name is Polly.
Okay, and
from Gazelle Architect.
Oh, okay, so you were employed by
the architect
as a town planner?
For the architecture.
Oh, okay. Yep. So, did you want to address us or did you just hear the question?
I think I'm more here for questions. I mean, briefly given the history for these DAs, starting from 2016 to now.
Yes.
It's almost 3 years and we have made substantive amendment to the proposal. So originally from 46 rooms, now dropping towards 25 rooms and addressing the design access panels concerns and the issues raised by the assessing officers. So really like coming down to the scale with 6 meters under the height and not only under the floor space ratio prescribed by the set for rental housing, but also even lower than the base FSR from the AAP. So now we have only 1.4:1 instead of 2:1, which the SEP would enable the site to fit. I think along the history for the coordination with council, the main variation is to do with the long standard of the minimum street frontage. And we have submitted and with the amended clause 4.6 to address the council's concerns. And it's happy to see that in the Michael's assessment report that the officer from the RMS is also supporting for this frontage to think it's sufficient to accommodate with our basement car park. So I think overall we have made amendment to address the feedback we have received through the years. And we have noticed that in the draft condition, the condition 2 require the applicant before the CC to make further amendments to the top floor, which would recess that from both northern and southern boundaries to be at only 4.5 meters away from the boundary instead of only 3 meters. And our client is aware of that and they're happy to accept the conditions. So mainly, like if there's any further questions, maybe clarification.
So can I just, are there any other conditions? Have you read through the conditions and are they acceptable?
Our architect and have read through that and I mean, we have forwarded the conditions to the client as well. We haven't...
You don't have any issues here today?
Yes.
So I just wanted to ask you about... I was just intrigued,
yes,
about the negotiations or the communication with the neighbours next door. They didn't lodge an objection. They were notified of this DA. My understanding from the report is that the applicant provided valuations to both of them and offered, yes, to purchase property.
That's correct.
And their response was just that they weren't interested in selling, or like no response at all?
No response.
Right.
Yeah, so since the preparation of the development application, our office has advised our client, well, there is the extent of 24 meters street frontage, and if you would like to go ahead, you need to try to help them to make a better development site. So I believe we have, by each time of the valuation offer, we have submitted evidence to the council. So there were offers made from the end of 2016 through the year of 2017, 2018. It's one of the unfortunate cases that both neighbours from 35 and 39 were, yeah, not
just interested. Yeah. No, I was just intrigued about that they didn't come back with their own evaluations, and it wasn't just a question of price, it was just that they were interested
in that. Yeah, like, as far as I know, like, we haven't received anything,
And as I said, they would have been notified of this.
That's right.
And they haven't lodged a submission, so we have got a different version of this. All right, now,
how confident are you they actually received the offers? How confident are you they actually received the offers? How were they served by mail or was it?
Yeah, so the normal way, like, we advise, because, I mean, we lodge deals everywhere, not just in Wisconsin. So we always ask our client to prepare the valuation report through a registered valuer, and then to set the letter of offer based on the valuation, but with a top-up and via registered mail. The registered mail will show the date and like the recipient. Yeah.
Okay. So you're very confident they were received.
Yes, and we have submitted all those.
Thank you. Records.
So I think that another panel member may want to ask you some questions about something that might be our preference in terms of the external finishes of the building.
I guess I'm just questioning not the aesthetic of the external materials, particularly the heaved walls with the detailed finish, the two paint colours. It's more the sustainability and ongoing maintenance of that material. I've just got a concern that printed surfaces are always problematic, and in this instance, it's a very large proportion of the whole facades of the building, but particularly the two side facades.
Mm-hmm.
Have you considered the issue of the sustainability and future maintenance of that?
Me personally, being the town planner, I haven't gone to that level of detail for the material use. I'm more than happy to discuss with our architects in the office, and if there's any if there's any reasonable condition, or if the panel would like to receive a confirmation later today, we're happy to do that. But I mean, it's a I wanted to help. It's beyond my.
Yeah, and look, I'm conscious it's been through the design since quite a few times as well.
It would have been good for an architect people.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good idea for panel meetings to
have both town planners
Yes, that's right.
Although I've got town planners here. Agreed. Yeah, we'll be even
better
with the applicants here.
Yes.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it could have been.
Yes, basically, the other community representative and just the appearance of it was so far out of character with the area that I was astonished it could have proceeded this far with the whole process, which you already mentioned, you were not the architectural representative. So it seems there's not much we can do about that, but it's just totally out of character with the area there and with the new buildings on the opposite side of the road.
We are aware of the existing units along Copeland Street, and we're also aware this area is currently under transition because it's zoned R4 with the 1.41 FSI and 21 meters. So, and I really appreciate that it's going to take some time to have the sites redeveloped, and it might present with various external appearance, but I mean, I believe with, I think we went to the Design Excellence panel I'm more confident that with the expertise we have addressed sufficient design related consideration. It is.
Yes, it's the sad situation of modern city life where the average citizen is so totally left out of the really academic elite, they think should be very sorry earlier, like you think that seeing a picture like that, it just it's quite astonishing anyhow, this is my personal opinion and I guess that what she said is the desired future character, but even there it doesn't seem to forge. The other query I had was the process of of making offers to the adjoining ones. You mentioned it's a normal of course that you follow in evaluations and making offers and that. But it's, it seems to me there needs to be a human element there. The owners of the buildings are quite independent minded usually, especially the Liverpool type who've struggled after they've come here, and the buildings they put up, such as the one on Copeland Street, represent the high achievement of their struggles, and they're never going to sell it off on a whim or off of somewhere. I think somebody with negotiation and approachability skills to go in and talk to people, make personal contact, and encourage them to see the benefit to themselves and their family selling and participating perhaps in a joint project or a joint sale, rather than just sending a letter by registered post. And that's when you send the letter by registered post, yes, you know that we go to that address, but we don't know if the person's read it or what objections that person might have had, or whether even with a bit of further information, things could be done together. It's just, you've done what you should have done, yes, but if you were serious, you would have gone a lot further. That's what I'm looking at.
We understand that, and I mean, with our past experience and other applicants, other clients, not this one per se, like they've done the approach, like knock on the door, have a discussion, but sometimes that would leave even in a, like, not a successful amalgamation, because that's not following the planning proposal, the planning principle under the coronavirus case. And so with the accumulated experience and we find, like overall, it will be a more appropriate procedure to follow under the court principle. But I mean, I'm happy to pass along with our clients to have a combination of both. Yeah.
I think what's being said is that obviously legally the registered post is one thing, but.
Yeah.
But then a human approach to the owners would be best practice.
Yeah, I wish I'll
as an owner myself. Yes.
Yeah.
But we're satisfied that the DA was notified.
Yeah.
All right. Were there any other questions? Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
So we will now close the public part of the meeting. So you didn't wish to speak about anything, you're just
observing.
So we'll now close the public part of the meeting. We'll retire to consider the matters and we will make a determination today, and that will be on the